Can I just ask you, what is National Baking Week?
National Baking Week is all about awareness, actually, to get baking, to start cooking, baking at home, because it's all part of life and actually spending some time with the family, with the children, but just actually sort of get baking, get those gorgeous flavours happening again, and, you know, and rather than going to buy something.
Because it is relatively easy, isn't it? You can. There's lots of cheats recipes out there. Lots of things you can do within in a couple of minutes.
Do you know, you've said it in one. It is amazingly simple. But the thing is, we must understand, there are a lot of people who are frightened of recipes, who actually, you know, are frightened of failing, and they think, well, they can't bake. Actually, it is very simple, and it's store-cupboard stuff. So if you suddenly feel like doing it on a Sunday afternoon or something like that, you can do it. You've got your ingredients already in the cupboard. And the thing is, I would suggest, if people are frightened of doing a little bit of baking, just keep it very simple and just do a very simple sponge and start at the beginning, because, you know, I mean, I can't actually follow a knitting pattern or anything like that. And it actually is quite scary, actually, when you think, oh, it's going to go flat on me or whatever, it's not going to rise. But there are, you know, the little rules I would say you would have when you start to bake is keep it as light as possible, not to kill it, sort of kill it to death. Just keep everything light, and you actually can't fail. You really can't. But as I said, it's a way of, you know, getting baking, teaching your children, giving some food to some local people or somebody who's living on their own, take a piece of cake round to them or something. I think it's just a lovely thing to do. And it's just a lovely, just to make people aware, come on, give them a little sort of a dig and say, come on, get baking. It's a bit of a fun thing.
Now, I know that I've done a bit of baking myself. I'll put my hands up and admit that. And it's a lot of fun. But also, when you start baking and you put the ingredients together, you realise quite how much butter and sugar goes into these recipes. And you think, my goodness, I'm going to be eating this. Now, are there healthier ways to bake?
Well, you can have a fatless sponge, which is fine. You know, you can do that. That's fine. That's all done with whipping the egg white. So actually, that is your sort of volume to get up there with the egg yolk and whatever it is. A chocolate, it could be just made of chocolate yolks and whipped egg white in there. So they're fatless sponges out there. So that's fine. And you can also, rather than layering it with cream, you can layer it with crème fraîche. Do something like that. So do it a little bit, the low-fat one. So, yes, if you're a little bit health conscious, you can get in there a little bit of a healthy thing and say, actually, this is quite good for me. It's not as bad as it maybe could be if you'd used sort of a pound of butter or something, you know. But a little bit of butter, you know, it doesn't matter. You're only having a tiny slice. That's all you're having. And it does taste so good.
And I know that from my own experience, taking cake into work makes you extremely popular.
Oh, extremely popular. Do you really do that? You really take some... Have you ever taken cake into
work? I genuinely have. We were talking just before I did this interview about what we were going to do. And
yes,
actually, what's been decided is that the entire newsroom is now going to... Everybody's going to cook something and bring it in, because this is a great idea. You've actually got us inspired.
Well...
Is that the idea, though, that,
yes,
National Baking Week? Get people inspired.
Well, you know, National Baking Week has been going for 3 years. This is our third year. And it is to inspire people to get in there and to bake. You've got it actually dead on, because, you know, it's a fun thing to do and gets you cooking. And, you know, people have this feeling that actually they don't have time to do anything. Well, actually, they do have a bit of time, because it is quite quick. You'd be shocked how quick it could be to make a cake. So actually, I love the idea that you're all going to come in and bring loads of cakes and everything. Actually, I think you ought to have a competition. Who's the best?
I think we'll do that. Okay, one last question. Just can you give us some ideas of simple recipes, some little ideas that people can get people going? I know you mentioned sponge. Is there anything else that people can do that's relatively simple?
Well, roulades, little sort of, as I said, chocolate roulades. I love sticky toffee pudding. I absolutely adore little sticky toffee pudding with dates. So you take the dates, you just cook them off in some tea, and then you put them with some butter and some eggs and things like this. And then you literally put it into your little mould or a cake tin, whatever you like to do, and put it in the oven, and then make a lovely toffee sauce to go with it. What could be nicer?
Perfect. Thank you very much for doing that. I really appreciate it. And I genuinely do bake for my newsroom.
Well,
and they're very appreciative.
Well done. I'm very proud of you for that.
Okay, I'm going to bet I'm not saying anything else. But listen, thank you very much indeed.
That's all right.
Appreciate that.
Okay,
cheers.
Bye. Bye-bye.